From Snap Judgments, orbiting Quarantine Studios. Welcome back to Snap, the Mother's Day special. My name is Glenn Washington, and Team Snap has been talking with people from all over the world who've experienced lockdown before. And lately, we've been talking to mothers. And these mamas have been in all sorts of situations. We're bringing you their advice in another installment from our ongoing series, Letters from Lockdown. And first up, we're going to stay in Liberia with a mother caught in the middle of the Ebola crisis. What you may not know about the outbreak was that there is one neighborhood, notoriously the poorest neighborhood in Liberia's capital city of Monrovia, that was completely locked down during the crisis. Bindu is a mother of three, and she's lived in this neighborhood her entire life.
Yeah, by the way of introduction, Miss Bindu Kanu-Pajibo.
So she's saying, yes, by way of introduction, I'm Miss Bindu Kanu-Pajibo, residing in the township of West Point.
I live beyond the market building. There where I live, there where I was born. And now that the place I stay at right now. I sell on the market.
I sell in the market.
I sell
dry goods.
Yeah,
and during Ebola time, we were quarantined.
It caused chaos in the community during the quarantine time. And the community was like so scary during the Ebola time. Because the virus,
once it touched one person, it damaged the whole family.
So I was afraid of the sickness.
I was home with my family.
I didn't go anywhere. I was home during the quarantine. Concrete.
A concrete house.
Yeah, I got two windows, no glass, iron bar. Yeah, my room is very hot. You know, yeah, it's Africa now.
I got a well in my yard where we can take water to bathe.
Yeah, I got my gallon and my bucket right now to my door sitting. Before you enter in the yard.
Before you enter the yard, we tell you to please wash your hands.
For my room.
For my one room, I got five because I just gave birth.
So five now. My husband and my three children. So that's how we're living. My children
were giving me a hard time in the Ebola time. And the same again in this sickness.
So in every situation, you have to see a smile there.
You have to see a smile.
Like
a family sit together and you share fun.
You share fun with your children or your husband, or you just bring us some funny talk, or then everybody come and you know, laugh about it.
It's just to get the stress out.
Like you say something that is laughable now. Okay. You hear people and you see you laughing right away. You start laughing. Yeah, my advice to them, fear will not help us. This sickness never came to stay. I know.
This sickness never came to stay.
Yeah, bring us some funny talk.
Some funny talk and everybody laugh about
laugh
it.
Laugh about it. No, I'm good at singing. I sing, everybody can laugh because I got good voice. Go to way pointed. Italy have to do way pointed. He woke me up this morning and sent me on my way. Italy have to do way pointed. Okay.
Thank you, Bindu. Snappers, remember, always keep singing. Now, let's hear from Edith Espinal, a mother of three sheltering in place in Ohio. But Edith didn't just begin her lockdown. It's been more than 900 days since Edith stepped foot outside the church she is currently hiding in.
Hello, my name is Edith Espinal. I'm from Michoacán, Mexico. I'm living in Columbus, Ohio more than 20 years. I'm living in Columbus Mennonite Church. I haven't left the church for more than 900 days. I entered after my deportation order. I can leave the church because I'm afraid to be deported. It's difficult to live without my family, without my kids. Before I came to Sanctuary, my kids always wake me up with las mañanitas, and they give it to me one hug for Happy Mother's Day and my husband. I miss my kids' birthdays, and last summer I missed my daughter's graduation. In 2018, my son has a car accident and he needs to go to the emergency room, and I can't be with him to tell him everything is gonna be right, everything is gonna be okay. I always pray to God because sometimes I have very difficult days. My room is dark. I stay in my bed for all day. I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to wake up. Only I have my puppy with me, and she's with me every day. Her name is Bella. She always comes to me and by my hands or bring me to me one ball for she wants me to wake up. My advice to people is to value your family. And now you can have time with your parents and you can have time with your children. Inside you can do so many things together. I know it's very important working and the kids go to the school, but now is the time to think in our families. Something bad need to happen for you can see what do you have. I wish one day I can go back to my home here with my family in Columbus.
Edith, we wish you a very, very happy Mother's Day. Well, coming up next, we've got some advice for the parents from a mom living in a city where crossing the wrong street or hanging out with the wrong crowd can put you in the crosshairs. Dr. Amina Matthews, she works to stop gang violence in Chicago. And Dr. Matthews is a mother.
Just really quick, let me tell you what we're dealing with here in Chicago. We've been shut down as African Americans in our own communities. Growing up, they would tell us, don't go across here, don't go across 79th Street. They're not getting along across the street. This is just a different type of shutdown.
Peace, everyone. My name is Dr. Amina Matthews. I was born and raised in the city of Chicago. A memory that I have of being not an overprotective mom, but just my young teenager needs a teachable moment.
When my oldest son had to be about 13 going on 14, I knew the guys that were on the street was sizing him up to try to get him to be a part of the gang.
They were trying to befriend him, buying him ice cream and gym shoes. There were Jordans, of course. 2 days later, I went through his pockets and it was some money that I didn't give him. It was not okay with me. I knew what it was about. That's the way gang life begins.
The very next day, he came home late from school.
I looked at him and I said, son, I love you. Who gave you those shoes? Where did you get that money from? I'm not tolerating that type of life. And I think right now is not the time that you should be out in the street. Hear what I am saying. This is life and death.
My children were raised like I was very honest with them. if you do this, this is what's going to happen.
So my best advice to give parents in a time of the shutdown is to get some balls. Make their ass stay at home. It is real. It is killing people. That's really what I really, 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 really want to say. Because this is real. It's no joke. It's no joke.
Thank you so much. Dr. Amina Matthews, big love to you. Big love to you and everybody out in Chi-Town. We appreciate it. Letters from Lockdown is produced by Naomi Zoveloff, Shayna Sheely, Liz Mack, Anna Sussman, John Facile, and Anna Adlerstein. Now, Snappers, I want to take some time out today for a very special listener. Her mother wrote to me and let me know that one of the youngest Snappers, she's spending a lot of time in the hospital listening to Snap. And we love the young Snappers, the whippersnappers. Orly's just 11 years old, one of the biggest Snappers in the land. And Orly, I know you've had a very tough year. It is not fair. It's not. But Orly, we want you to know that it's not just us here at Snap Studios that is sending you love. It is all of Snap Nation everywhere, the four corners of the globe. So if you've got love for an 11-year-old Snapper, email us here, love@snapjudgment.org. That's love@snapjudgment.org. We're going to forward it on. Make sure you feel it, Orly. Do you feel it? Because this episode is the Orly episode. You get better, all right? And then you come tell us a story. Now, it's happened again. If you missed even a moment of the Orly episode, get the amazing Snap Judgment Podcast. Subscribe to Snap Podcast that brings the light, the beat, and the love. And if you do, in fact, love Snap storytelling, storytelling currently being made remotely, virtually, made for you, if you love this stuff, support it. And if you like stories that are made in the dark of night, Season 4 of Spooked, it is alive and well. Get it right now, luminarypodcast.com. Snap is brought to you by the team that always tells their mama they love them. All of us do this except, of course, for Mark. Mark doesn't even say anything. I'm kidding, Martha. Mark loves you more than you will ever know. I love you too. When all of this is over, we're going to have dinner at my place. And by Mark, I mean the Uber producer, Mr. Mark Ristich. Anna, amazing mother, Sussman, mama's boy, Pat Mcd Miller, every mother's dream, Lindsay Gorio, the unsentimental John Facile, Shayna Sheely cooks better than your mom, Liz Mack doesn't cook better than your mom, Marissa Dodd has a maternal instinct, Nika, yes ma'am, Singh, Eliza, no ma'am, Smith, Lauren Newsom was never punished as a child, Taylor DeCott required the strictest discipline, so Wiley never tells. Nancy Lopez honestly finds the cutest dresses for her little girl, and Leon Morimoto will back me up on that. And this is not the news. No way is this the news. In fact, you could wake up in the middle of the night with a sinking feeling in your gut that you forgot something. Something parent-related. Day, oh no, you forgot Mother's Day. You didn't send nothing. Well, don't worry, Blair. Just send her this episode of Snap. We've got you. And this scenario actually occurs. And believe me, this scenario actually occurred. You would still not be as far away from the news as this is. But this is WNYC.